This morning, we have a guest joining us here in our studios, talking with Sonia Claussen this morning, and she is going to be helping coordinate and put together and, she's been doing it for quite a while. The Atlantic BPO Doe's Quilt Show and Bake Sale is coming up October 28th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That'll be held at the venue on Walnut Street in downtown Atlantic. And, boy, you have been working on this quite a long time, haven't you?
I have. We've been doing the quilt show for at least 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Might even be 11 this year. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But my granddaughter is the one that always draws the winning ticket. And I went back and kind of looked, and she's 15 now. So, you know, it's been 10 years plus.
Well, even just working on this year's show, preparing for it, it takes you quite a while, doesn't it?
It does. Just making the quilt alone took... I worked on it last year, and I was able to get it all finished up a little earlier than normal. I'm not... You know, been doing the details on it right now, so that's always a good thing. And so I worked on it last year, so it's a process.
It's always a process. Quilting is not something that you decide you're going to start and then finish by the weekend. It just doesn't work.
Well, no, it doesn't.
Not unless you got a lot of friends. And even exactly. Then, it's a challenge.
You are correct.
And you do have a lot of friends that quilt together.
I do. I belong to a couple quilt groups, and they are a fun group of ladies.
How'd you ever get started quilting?
My mom started me years ago, actually 40 years ago. And I made a couple memory quilts, one for my mother, one for my mother-in-law. And those were kind of fun because they had the pictures on them, you know. So that was a lot of fun making them. And then as time went, I just started quilting again. And because I took a little lull, you know, you always take a break. And got back into it, I guess, after my kids grew up.
Now, it seems like that's the way a lot of people, when you ask them if they quilt, how did they get started? It's usually mom or grandma.
Yes. And I got something very interesting in the mail. My cousin sent me some quilt books that were my great-grandmother's.
Oh.
So very unique. A couple of them are in Danish, so I'm going to have them translated.
Well, those are kind of neat to have. Nice little family heirlooms.
Yes.
I got to ask, because some people, when they quilt, they swear by it's got to be hand-sewn or it's just not a good quilt. And some people just, they bypass that and want to make it a little bit modern, more modern. Which way do you fall?
I sew everything on the machine, but the binding I like to do by hand, which is the last detail, you know.
Sure.
I have hand-quilted before. It takes a long time to do that.
Yeah.
But they're beautiful. When they're done.
Do you have a favorite type of quilt that you like to work on? I mean, some people do things like where they find old t-shirts and make memory type, like you're talking about, memory quilts of different events or things that they've experienced in their life, or just sometimes it's just coloring and patterns and things. Do you have a favorite?
Do I have a favorite? Probably the one that's hanging up in my bedroom. My sew group, the Sew Sisters, we made a quilt. Each one of us made blocks, 20-inch blocks out of 2.5-inch squares, and then we trayed it and made a quilt out of it.
Neat.
So, yeah, that's probably my favorite.
Sonia, would we be surprised how many people quilt these days?
Not really. There are a lot of quilters out there. So I'm not surprised that there are, because it's something that is handed down. And it's something you can always do.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people look at it as kind of a lost art. But as you say, it's not necessarily lost in families, because it seems to work through families.
Right.
And then, you know, you pick up a few more people when you make friends with folks and they think, oh, you've got this hobby. Let me try that out.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's happened with you.
Actually, I did our event is on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I was contacted by a lady that actually came to the show last year, and she was inspired, and she got back into quilting. And she's going to put a couple quilts of my show. I can't wait to see.
Neat.
Yeah.
Neat. Because everybody's got a different way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got a different style, I guess, or what have you. But
oh, and that's true. And whether it be the colors or the type of quilt you're making, everybody has a different style.
Yeah. So it's just, you go to a quilt show, you're not going to see a bunch of the same thing. Hmm. They are all unique in their own way.
They are.
Very good. And this show coming up this week, this next weekend, I guess, October 28th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. again at the venue in downtown Atlantic. How many will be on display, do you know?
I don't know yet. I'm still working on it.
Folks still have a chance to get theirs entered?
They do. They can contact me up until October 26th, 6 p.m. is my cutoff date for gathering quilts for myself. But if you're not able to get them to me by then, you can always bring them down Friday night while we're setting up, and we'll get you checked in and get it on display for you.
Is it a pretty casual day? Folks come in and have a chance just to kind of wander and check things out?
It is. It's very, very fun, especially now that the Sew Sisters are going to be sewing again this year. I don't know what they're bringing. I don't have any idea what projects they are, but everybody would probably be working on something different, and that'll be fun.
Okay, and I know you've got one for raffle.
I do. I made a queen-size quilt. It's called a Starry Log Cabin. It's blues and browns, and it's just really pretty. Mm-hmm. You can see it on Facebook. I put it as our picture on my Facebook page.
Very good. And you've been working on that for...
That's what I worked on last year. To get it done for the show.
It's a labor of love. Very good. It is. And so what are tickets then?
Tickets for the raffle are $1 each or 6 for 5. We'll be selling. I'm selling them now, and we'll sell them all day the day of the event.
Okay.
We will draw at 3 o'clock.
Very good. So folks can come out and enjoy that. Now, it's not just a quilt show. It's a bake sale as well.
It is. The ladies are working on baked goods and I'm sure there'll be some really good food. I'll have to check it all out Friday night. Make a plan for what I'm going to buy on Saturday.
When you say check it out, do you mean taste test?
Oh, no, I wish.
Lots of good stuff. And what does the money that's raised go toward?
It goes to our charities that we get back to. And just a few of them that we do. We did a couple of them this week. One was a Schuler and Lunch Program and the Washington Lunch Program. We went out to Head Start and donated there. We do Dogs for Better Living. That is a very unique thing that we donate to.
I'm not familiar with that program. What is that about?
It's where if you need like a seeing dog or something like that, that's what it's.
Okay.
Yeah, so we donate to that.
If you need a dog for assistance of any kind.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, very good.
And then, of course, we do Meals on Wheels, and we have others that we donate to.
Sure. Always looking for more members?
We are. If you are interested in becoming a DOE, you can contact me, and I will send you to the right person.
Okay. Well, I know there are some different things that are going on that weekend around the community, so you can make a trip. Bounce place to place around town and check out all the things that are going on. It might be a nice afternoon, nice morning.
And I'm really hoping we have good weather for everything.
Yeah, fingers crossed this time of the year.
Yes, exactly. You just never know, but we will still be there.
Very good.
So come on down.
All right, excellent. Well, if folks would like to know more, you mentioned you've got a Facebook presence there.
I do. I did the BBO Doe's Quilt Show. I made it public. You can go check it out, and I'll be putting a little bit more information on it this week. So
okay, very good. Now the Sew Sisters, you mentioned you're a member of that group. Are they always looking for more?
The Sew Sisters, we meet on Wednesday nights, and right now we have a dozen of us, so that's pretty full. But I do know that the Naughty Ladies, the other group that I belong to, are always accepting people, and they quilt on Thursday night or Thursday late afternoon at the Methodist Church.
Okay.
And if you're interested in joining their group, I will have something at the quilt show for who you can contact.
Well, I'm sure not everyone can make it every single time.
Right.
So. Always an extra chair.
Yeah.
And if you're wondering what it's like to be a member of a quilting group, it's a social club.
It is. Sometimes we don't get much sewing done, but we do enjoy the visit.
Very good. Who comes up with the great ideas for the quilts, or do you just everybody starts and we see what we come up with?
Everybody takes their turn of what kind of quilt they would like to make, and we all take a look at the pattern, and then that's where the differences come in, because you come up with different colors schemes. And we usually do a class project is what we end up doing. And then once a class project done, if you're working on something else, you'll bring that work on it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And if folks would like to know more again about that, you're around town all the time.
I am.
Just ask.
Yeah.
You always find out more information there too. And if you'd like to know more about the quilt show, can they just give you a shout?
Yes, they can. They can give me a call at 712-249-1869. You can PM me on Facebook. You can ask a question on my Facebook page. I'll be happy to answer any questions I can.
Okay. Lots of interesting pieces of art. That's what quilts are.
Pieces of art.
And some good food, too. So check it all out when you come on out. Again, that's coming up on Saturday, October 28th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., right in downtown Atlantic at the venue on Walnut Street. Stop on by and check out the Atlantic BPO Doe's Quilt Show and Bake Sale event here this year. Sonia Clausen, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.